Welcome back to Nach Yomi. We are up to Perek Chaf Zayin, chapter 27 of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. And David goes to be in the land of the Plishtim, because that's basically the only way that he could be sure that Shaul wouldn't chase him to kill him. So David goes, him and his 600 men that he had with him, and all of their families, and the Navi highlights that the two wives of David as well, they all go to join in the land of the Plishtim to be able to have some semblance of normalcy for a period of time. David requests that he can have his own city for him and his people, and he was granted this, that they would stay in the city of Ziklag. And David and his men lived there for a total of 16 months overall. David would raid a few of the enemy lands nearby, and we're told that when David attacked an area, that no person was left alive, and that he would take with him all of the cattle, all of the animals from these places. And the reason why David doesn't leave a survivor was because he was trying to cover his tracks, and David never tells Achish, who's the king of the Plishti people, where he was, and he would simply lie about it to him, where exactly it was that he was raiding. And the Navi tells us that David was trusted deeply by Achish, because the Jewish nation, aka really mostly Shaul, wanted him dead, so he was able to therefore trust him as a result, that that was his feeling. And with that, we reach the conclusion of Perek Chaf Zayin, and God willing, we'll continue to hear about this interesting relationship that forms between David and Achish. But for now, we wish everyone a beautiful day.